are we doing? We've had an absolutely amazing 3 days, and the next two acts we've got for you are going to be absolutely mind-blowing. It's very rare for us to say we've got nominees for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame coming up next. Do you want to hear them? We're super proud, and we really are honoured to bring you an amazing act. Formed in the early 60s and chopping the charts all over the world. Put your hands together and give them a great lunar welcome for the Zombies!
One, two. One, two. Thank you very much. Thank you. One, two.
They don't know how to love me like you. Thank you very much, Sankey. Great to be with you here this evening on this wonderful evening. We just got back from the States on Tuesday, and it's going to be great for us now. We've got the whole of the summer to look forward to playing festivals in the UK, so it's great to be back home. And I don't know if you know, but the Zombies have been playing for over 50 years! And we're going to take on a sort of a musical journey over those 55 years, actually. Over those 55 years, those first two songs, the first one was a huge hit in America. The second one was from our first ever album, way back in the mid-60s. This next song was a single for us in the 60s. It wasn't a successful single. And to be honest, Rod and I just forgot about this song completely. And then we heard a cover by Tom Petty. He recorded it, and it sounded really, really great. And we thought, this is fantastic. It's one of our old songs we've forgotten. Tom Petty brought it back to life. And it encouraged us to start playing it again. And in fact, we recorded it on our brand new album as well. So we'd love to play it for you now. It's called I Want You Back Again. Thank you.
Ryan said, that is on our new album, but it's the only old song that's on our new album. And the reason we did it was because we realised when we got back together again that there was so much stuff that we never played live the first time around. And when we started doing that song, we started to enjoy it so much that it reached slightly a different place, and we wanted to record it as it was now. So that's the reason why on our new album, Still Got That Hunger, that's the only old song. I must quickly tell you that that album came out during our American tour last year in October, and we were completely knocked out because we got a phone call from Billboard magazine, who are the big chart people in the States, and they said, we just wanted to let you know that for the first time in 50 years as the Zombies, your new album is in the top 100 album sales chart. So we were so knocked out there. I'm very proud of the album, and we would like to do just, I know we've only got an hour set tonight, but we're going to do just two more, to make a little mini set of the new album. That was one song. We're going to do two more songs for you. One's called Moving On, and the other one's called Edge of the Rainbow. So I really hope you enjoy them.
Thank you.
over the years. This next song's from my second solo album. Rod produced it and played on it, and Jim played on it, so it's almost like the old team, but just under a different name. It's a wonderful song written by Russ Ballard, and it's called I Don't Believe in Miracles.
Said dodging about the years, here are a couple from 1964 and 1965. One of them was a top five record in America called Tell Her No, and the second one is a song that you will know. It was a cover of a Miracles version that we heard, a live Miracles version of a song on our first album. So I hope you like this trip up in time. First of all, Tell Her No.
No. Thank you very much. You know, we made an album in 1967. We wandered into Abbey Road, just as the Beatles were wandering out, having recorded Sgt. Pepper. And we recorded an album called Odyssey and Oracle. Now, we would love to do a little mini set of just four songs from Odyssey for you now, because it's an album with a very strange story, because even though one of the tracks on the album became by far our biggest hit worldwide, number one in almost every country in the world, except the UK for some reason, but it's well known here. It's still it was never a hit here, but everyone seems to know it. It's a song called Time of the Season. But in spite of that, the album didn't sell. And then, you know, about 10 years later, it gradually started to pick up momentum, to pick up speed. People like Paul Weller, when Paul was number one with The Jam, he completely amazed us by saying it was his favorite album of all time. And he still says that this year. He still goes out and buys copies for people who haven't got a copy of this album, even now. Emerging bands, whole waves of emerging young bands, independent bands, as well as established stars like Tom Petty, for instance, have been kind enough to say things right up until the present day, and some of them make videos on the net saying it's their favorite album. So it sells more copies now every year than it did when it first came out. It made the Rolling Stone top 100 albums of all time a couple of years ago. So we would love to do a little mini set for you now. We're gonna start with a song, the first track on the album, and a couple of years ago, Dave Grohl was asked on the Scandinavian TV program, they said, what is the song, Dave, which has changed your life? And he thought about it and said, well, if I've got to answer that, I'm gonna choose the first track from the Zombies Odyssey and Oracle album. It's called Care of Cell 44.
Thank you.
took a long time.
That was a Chris White song. He wrote half the songs on the album along with me. That was one of his. We're going to finish this little mini set with two more of my songs. One is the one they let me sing on the album called I Want Her, She Wants Me. And then it's going to be Time of the Season. So. We'll be right back. My colleague Jim and I went away and formed a band called Argent. Now, the biggest hit we had, most people think I wrote it, I didn't. It was written by Chris White, the original bass player with the Zombies. And it has a real connection, A, with the Zombies, and B, with Time of the Season, because it came about because on a very early gig of Argent, we were playing a version of Time of the Season. And we went into an improvised riff we'd never played before, and Chris was in the audience. He heard this riff, and he loved it, and he wrote a song around it, and that song became Hold Your Head Up. Now, I have to say over the years, I'm really glad that people have sung along with this always, and it's been great that they have, and I really hope you will tonight, but they always sing the wrong words. They sing Hold Your Head Up, Whoa! And the real words, believe it or not, are Hold Your Head Up, Woman. So, if you're going to sing along with this tonight, I really hope you do, for God's sake, get it right.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. We've run out of time, but we're going to do another very, very quick song for you. We just want to say, Connor and I always have to thank the fantastic band that we've got. Tom Toomey on guitar, Steve Rockford on the drums, Jim Rockford of Zombies Arkham, and the Kinks for 18 years on bass. And Colin and me, we just want to say, it's always such a pleasure to play in this part of the world because you're such knowledgeable music people. And on a lovely evening like this, to be able to do Odyssey and Oracle and stuff is just such a pleasure. So thank you so much for coming. We're going to finish with She's Not Dead.